Hi, this is John Schaefer. You're listening to WNYC's free podcast of New Sounds. Streaming audio or MP3 download available when you want at WNYC.org and on iTunes. I love the sound of this piece by New York composer Chris Cerrone, and I go out of my way to say that he's a New York composer right off the bat because he wrote this piece while living in Southern California, where he noticed that the light in Southern California is amazing and brilliant day after day, and that for an East Coaster like himself, that gets to be a little oppressive after a while. And so the piece has these wonderful kind of tolling chords in the piano and percussion, and all around it are these kind of wild, almost bird-like sounds from the rest of the group. This is the kind of piece that really was the result of working closely with a special group of players, the Chicago-based group called Eighth Blackbird, and that's their recording that we're hearing in the background and that we will hear in its entirety in just a few minutes on this edition of the New Sounds podcast. I'm John Schaefer, and we'll be listening to some collaborative works, including the piano duo known as Zofo, playing music by Terry Riley. We'll hear a collaboration between the Berlin Guitar Ensemble and the producer known as 1605 Munro, and a lot more. So stay with us for this installment of the podcast. Our first collaboration is between the New York guitarist, composer, and songwriter Khaki King and the string quartet known as Ethel. Now, the two of them have worked together on a number of occasions over the years, but on Khaki's album called A Neck is a Bridge to the Body, she really kind of took that collaboration to the next level in terms of her writing for string instruments especially. Trying to Speak is the name of the piece. The album, again, is called The Neck is a Bridge to the Body, which is true both in human anatomy and in the way a guitar is built. So a title that works out pretty neatly for Khaki King and the quartet Ethel. Thank you. The guitarist Khaki King is the composer of that piece, but it is a collaboration between her and the four members of the string quartet known as Ethel, all of them based here in New York. They've worked together on a number of occasions, including in a couple of New Sounds Live performances that we've presented over the years. This is from Khaki King's record called The Neck is a Bridge to the Body, and the work is called Trying to Speak. All right, having heard that collaboration, now let's hear one between Christopher Cerrone, based here in New York, and the group Eighth Blackbird, the award-winning chamber music or new music ensemble out of Chicago. Now, this piece called South Catalina, as I mentioned at the very top of the show, was written in Southern California, where Chris Cerrone mentions noticing the light and how for an East Coast person who's not used to that kind of bright light day after day, it might kind of not always sync up with the kind of mood that you're in. And so there are two musical moods that run through this piece. There are these very stately chords in the piano, aided and abetted by percussion. And then there's lots of almost improvised-sounding music from the rest of the group that it almost sounds like crazed bird songs. South Catalina is the name of the piece, and this is from an album by the group Eighth Blackbird, collaborating with each of the six composers in the composers' collective known as Sleeping Giant, all based here in New York, and Christopher Cerrone is one of them. The album is called Hand Eye, and the piece is South Catalina on New Sounds.
Thank you.
Really striking work from Christopher Cerrone, one of the six composers in the New York-based collective known as Sleeping Giant. All of them collaborated on this album with the group Eighth Blackbird, the new music band out of Chicago. The album's called Hand Eye, and that piece is called South Catalina from Christopher Cerrone. A very successful collaboration between Sleeping Giant and Eighth Blackbird. Collaboration is the order of the day, and in a moment we'll hear Zofo, piano duo, which in itself is obviously a very specific form of collaboration, with a Terry Riley piece. We've also got the Berlin Guitar Ensemble and the electronic musician known as 1605 Munro, and lots more. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to the New Sounds Podcast. You're listening to the New Sounds Podcast of show number 3858. It's sad but true that not all of our New Sounds programs grow up to be podcasts. You can keep up with the other shows that won't end up as podcasts. They're on our website at newsounds.org. The next collaboration that we'll hear is the duo known as Zofo, Z-O-F-O. The Z-O is meant to represent the number 20, and F-O stands for finger orchestra. So it's a 20-finger orchestra because it is two pianists, Eva Maria Zimmerman and Keisuke Nakagoshi. So collectively, they are Zofo. And their album is called Zofo Plays Terry Riley, which is pretty self-explanatory. This piece is G-Song, which is an early work by Terry Riley. In fact, the first piece that he ever wrote for the Kronos Quartet, with whom he has had a very long and productive collaboration. But this is going back over 30 years for this piece. G-Song, arranged and played by the piano duo called Zofo. Thank you. Zopho plays Terry Riley. Zopho is the 20-finger orchestra comprised of the two pianists, Eva Maria Zimmerman and Keisuke Nakagoshi. And that is an arrangement of a Terry Riley piece called G Song, the letter G Song. Early work from him, the first piece he wrote for the Kronos Quartet back around 1980, and arranged here for two pianos. In a moment, we travel to Berlin to hear the collaboration between the Berlin Guitar Ensemble and the Argentine-born producer 1605 Munro. We'll also get a chance to hear a little bit of music from the British cellist Peter Gregson playing a work by Gabriel Prokofiev. Stay with us. You're listening to the New Sounds Podcast. can find the New Sounds Empire via some of the social media. You can follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, or follow us via the Symbol app, where we are WNYC_New Sounds. We've been told it's like the Instagram of music sharing, if you like that sort of thing. We move on now to a piece called Macarimbas, which features the Berlin Guitar Ensemble, one of the many international offshoots of guitarist Robert Fripp's League of Crafty Guitars. This is a style of guitar playing that involves musicians kind of passing the melody around from one to another. But there's an additional collaborator here, the Argentine-born, Berlin-based producer and electronic musician who goes by the name 1605 Munro. And as is the style in this sort of collaborative process, the album is called The Berlin Guitar Ensemble versus 1605 Munro. But it is a collaboration. Let's hear it. Macarimbas is the name of it. Thank you. Berlin Guitar Ensemble versus 1605 Monroe is the name of the album, and despite the versus in the title, it is very much a collaborative record. That excerpt is called Macarimbas, a bit more of 1605 Monroe than the guitar ensemble on that track. And as we move along, our final collaboration is actually a three-part collaboration. Gabriel Prokofiev, grandson of the famous Russian composer Sergei Prokofiev, is a major player on the new music scene in England. The English cellist Peter Gregson has worked with Prokofiev on a number of occasions, and one of those occasions is a piece with the unlikely title of Jerk Driver. But the third component of this collaboration is DJ Spooky, the New York-based producer and composer, who has done a remix of Jerk Driver. So it's a Gabriel Prokofiev work, a Peter Gregson performance, and then a DJ Spooky reconstruction. Let's hear it on this edition of New Sounds. Music from the English composer Gabriel Prokofiev, played by the English cellist Peter Gregson, and then remixed by New York's own DJ Spooky. The piece is called Jerk Driver. It appears on Peter Gregson's album called Cello Multitracks. So a three-way collaboration wrapping up this edition of the program. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us for New Sounds. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us for the New Sounds podcast.